On the Wrong Track by Steve Hawkinsmith, narrated by William DeVries. Copyright 2007 by Steve Hawkinsmith. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Steve Hawkinsmith and Elise Cheney Literary Associates, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Prelude, or Headed for Trouble. Few things dampen a man's appreciation for natural splendor more quickly than the sound of another man retching. It's just not possible to revel in the magnificence of creation when the fellow next to you sounds like a cat hacking up a hairball. So as much as I might have enjoyed basking in the visual poetry all around me, the last rays of the late evening sun streaming through distant mountains to paint the harsh alkali plains of the desert as wispy pink as cotton candy, etc., I instead resigned myself to an utterly unpoetic task, patting my brother's back as he bent over a railing and painted the tracks whipping by beneath us an array of far less pleasing colors. I've never been afloat long enough to see anybody seasick, but I reckon I know what it looks like. Old Red had been rail sick before the conductor even called out, "All aboard." "Feel better?" I asked when my brother stopped heaving. He nodded, then immediately leaned back over the railing and picked up where he'd left off. I sighed and patted his back again and hoped no one stepped out of the train's observation car and observed us. Eventually, Old Red utterly emptied himself, and his retching subsided. He stayed hunched over the rail, though, staring miserably at the tracks that shot straight as an arrow into the heart of the